This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots Monday with Tom Brady on this show and Bill Belichick this afternoon with Glenn and Lou and Christian. And that'll be sometime between, what'd you guys say, 2:30 and 4, somewhere around
that's that. That's the sweet spot, yeah.
Around that time this afternoon. So, and we're waiting for Tom. He probably has to clean. When you put your house on the market, you have to clean everything up every time you leave the house.
Right.
Like you can't, you know, the kids, all the toys have to be picked up. All the clothes have to be, because a broker can come by at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by at any moment. You have to put the potpourri on the stove so that the place smells good.
You need the fresh baked cookie smell. That's what the realtors use.
Oh, that's what
days.
They like?
They do the fresh baked chocolate chip cookies because it smells like home.
Now I have to have fresh baked chocolate cookies, mm-hmm. chocolate chip cookies for lunch.
And you got to get those live, laugh, love decals off the wall above the bed. Always kiss me goodnight. There's a lot of dudes cringing because their wives made them put those up.
All right. Well, we're expecting that the quarterback for the New England Patriots will join us in just a moment. And I think Curtis is chatting with him right now. All right. Well, without further ado, joining us now, as he will every Patriots Monday on this show, it's Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Tom Brady, good morning.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
How are
good
you?
Good to you.
What's
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the new show or not. I imagine you're probably not a radio guy on the way into work in the morning. You're probably listening. What do you listen to on the way in?
Oh, God. It depends what mood I'm in. Usually it's music, but, every once in a while sports, and every once in a while Howard Stern. So,
what about no motivational tapes? I feel like you'd be a motivational tape guy on the way in.
Tony Robbins.
Really? Why do you feel that?
well, because I mean, I feel like you're every day that you're making yourself better. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
So it's all motivation. I think those things, whatever people are into, that's totally cool with. I'm like mood music. I'm either got to hype myself up a little or try to relax myself a little and just see how I'm feeling. So there's probably no one staple. It's been a lot of many, many years of driving into work. So it feels like a routine now.
I was, while we were waiting for you, I was wondering if you have to, do you have to get the house ready before you leave? Like pick everything up because you never know when a broker is going to come by with somebody to take a look at the place?
My wife's got, she's got all that handled. So, like in most of our houses, our wives kind of take care of the important things, and I get to go off to work every morning, and she gets to take care of, our beautiful kids, and I got to support her the best way I can too. So, that's why it's good. That's why it's a good relationship.
Absolutely. Well, as is often the case when it comes to your contract negotiation, I think there are always varying reports and we go back and forth kind of wondering which is true and which isn't. So I wanted to ask you this morning kind of how you would characterize how this particular negotiation went, Tom.
With the team, I mean, obviously a lot of those, I've had incredible success as this team has had over 20 years. And, we have a great relationship. And, if anything, the Patriots have taught me, it's, being in the present and not resting on what's happened in the past and certainly not worrying about what's happening in the future. And, I'm excited to get out there and play this year and do what I hope to do for this team, which is be a great leader, be a great example, be a great player. And then beyond that, I mean, it's not really, there's just too much work to be done between now and, you know, and next season. So there's no point really worrying about it. That's how I feel.
Should we, you know, we read in not only on sports radio and in the media, but fans as well, kind of try to read into things all the time. Should we read anything?
No, people read into it.
It's, I know it's surprising.
No way.
I
know.
It's not like they listen to everything you say and analyze whether it's a Belichick quote or anything else, Tom. You know, nobody pays any attention to that. But I mean, should we read anything into the timing when it comes to selling the house?
I'd certainly hope not. You shouldn't read into anything. I mean, I think it's, you know, it takes a long time to sell a house. I don't know if you guys, my house is a little bit of an expensive one, so it doesn't quite, you know, fly off the shelf in a couple of weeks. So I think it's just, I'm at a point in my life where there's, you know, there's a lot of considerations that go into, you know, playing. And, you know, I have a very busy professional life. I have a very busy personal life. And, you know, we're just, any decision that's made, you know, has to consider everything. And I think that's, you know, I'm certainly at a place where I've been in the same place for a long time. And I love playing for the Patriots and my, had such a great relationship with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and our team. And, you know, we'll worry about that when that happens. This isn't the time to worry about it.
Tom Brady is our guest. I think, you know, you talk about kind of the future there. And I think most Patriots fans can't fathom the idea of you not finishing your career here as a Patriot. Is that something that you ever think about?
You know, I think lessons I've learned in my life are you control the things that you can control, you know, and things that are out of your control, you know, you just got to go with the flow. And, you know, again, I think I'm in a great mental place, great mental, emotional place to approach the season. Again, this isn't the first time around. So
yeah,
there's no point in worrying about things like that because there's so many what ifs and hypotheticals and this and that and this and that. And then if you spend all your time and energy on those things, you miss track of what's really most important, which is what's happening right now. And, you know, this is where I want to be. This is, you know, this is the team that I want to be a part of and leading. And I'm really excited about doing that. And there's really not much more to read into it than that.
Okay. You played catch with Gronk at UCLA during the offseason. How did Gronk look, and how long do you think it would take him to get back into playing shape if he wanted to do that, Tom?
I know that's another loaded offseason question that I've gotten from about 5 million people. I think Gronk is just, you know, he's a great friend. He always will be. And I'm excited for him and the choices he's making. And, you know, I think for all of us, you know, you look at pro football, obviously your career, it's a pressure-packed environment. You know, you got to perform every single day. And, you know, that's a lot to take on. And, you know, to see him kind of regain his, you know, outward spirit, you know, has been fun to see. And he's enjoying himself. And I think everyone who knows him just wants the best for him. And you know, I think he's enjoying his time right now.
He did show up at my golf tournament, and he looks like he's down 50, at least 50 pounds, maybe 75.
50 pounds? Oh, my God. No way. No way. Down like probably 15.
15? That's it?
Yeah, he's a huge. I mean, he's 6'7". He's still a monster.
Yeah. Josh Gordon, have you heard from him and from the point of view of you in the offense, how much would it mean for this offense if he were to be allowed back in the league?
Yeah, you know, all those are still questions, you know, too, the league's got to figure out. So, we all support him, and the guys who have been on the team have been working hard. And, you know, you saw in the preseason game the other night, you know, they made a bunch of plays, the receivers did. You know, and it's just at this point in the year, no one really knows what their team's going to be like. You know, it's all a lot of hope and hype right now. So, you know, you can't really buy into either of those things. You really have to worry about the process and just putting your head down and getting out there to work. And, you know, again, we're practicing today. We go to Tennessee tomorrow. You know, the guys who make this team are going to have earned it. And to play on the Patriots is a great privilege, and you're going to have to work your tail off to make it. So whoever makes it, makes it. You know, that's not my decision. That's our coach's decision. And, you know, we got to come together as a team and put our best team out there.
We were talking earlier about how everything you do is overanalyzed by the fans and by the media. Are you surprised when you see or hear, for instance, a full discussion about the difference between your reaction to a Hoyer-led drive and a rookie quarterback-led drive?
No, I haven't even heard that.
Yeah.
From the other night?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So
See, this is why I'm glad I don't listen to sports sometimes, too. So.
You should tune in. You should tune in. We have 4 hours. Tom, we have 4 hours to fill. We have to make something up here and there. You know what I mean?
Understand. Yeah, I talk about a lot of stuff. I totally understand that. No, that's pretty, man, it is what it is. So.
Yeah.
I was happy for everyone the other night. That was really great. Brian played great. Jarrett played great. Like I said, the defense, I mean, they've been playing well all training camp. It's just fun to see, you know, everyone get out there and perform. And I definitely realize I don't like standing around watching football for 3 hours on the sideline. So
yeah,
that's not definitely one of my favorite things to do. I'd much rather be out there playing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
If you could take anything from that game, I think you could take that from that game.
Well, I was going to ask how tough it is for you, not as a competitor, not to be out there.
I know. I love being out there playing, and I love being out there with the guys. And, you know, football, this would be my, 29th year of football in my life. This would be my, 29th year. So that's a lot of football. That's a lot of routine. That's a lot of process. And I think the joy is getting out there and actually playing a game, because you practice, you train, and, you know, you work out on the beach, and you work out on the field, and you work out in the mountains, and you throw, and you throw in your pads, and you do your running, and you do your lifting, and then all of it is really for that 3 hours a week. And to have the chance to go out there and play, that's where you get to cut it off. That's where you get to really go cut it loose. So when you do it, it's a great highlight of my life. So I hate missing the opportunity to do it, and hopefully I can lobby for some playing time this week in Tennessee.
Do you still see yourself playing to 45, Tom?
Yeah, I do. I certainly hope so. It's a challenge. I mean, if there's one thing, as you do get older, and, you know, speaking from some experience, you know, it's a big commitment, and it's a lot of time and energy I put into getting ready for practice, getting ready, you know, post-practice treatments. You know, the mental part of the game is, I would say, not the challenge. It's just really working hard to keep my body in physical preparation, physical shape. You know, that's a big challenge, and it's I'm certainly not a robot. There's a lot of, you know, it's just a lot of time and energy to prepare myself and my body to play. So I love it. I love doing that, and I think that's why I've been very fortunate to be able to play as long as I have. But, you know, again, it's a physical sport. There's no certainties. I've had long-term goals, you know, and I've said 45 for a long time, and I hope I can make it there. And I'm close, but, you know, I'm just going to take it and see, reevaluate after the year and see how I feel. And you know, hopefully I can just keep doing it.
Do you ever think about what you will do when you call it quits? Can you see yourself on TV, or can you see yourself coaching?
I don't know. Again, I've never been forced to make that decision. I haven't really had the focus, the time and energy on that. You know, it's been mostly hobbies, some of the other things, and certainly off the field. I have some business interests, but nothing really kind of, you know, feels the way football does or preparing for football. So, you know, our business, you know, our TB12 business is, I love it because it's so authentic to my life, and it's so authentic to who I am and how I live my life. And I think that's why it's been so fun for me to pursue that, you know, mostly in the off season, you know, because I love to, you know, I felt like so many people have asked me over the years, all the things that I'm doing, and to actually lay it out for people and say, here, this is all the kind of learnings that I've had, has been a great, you know, off field, excitement for me to show and share with other people. So that will definitely be a part of my second career, per se. Being a dad and being a husband will be another part of it. And then what's beyond that, you know, it's maybe I'll be an architectural designer, something like that, because I love building houses.
Have you considered, as you guys put the place on the market and you were lured to places like Greenwich, Connecticut, they're making a big push to get you to move to Greenwich. Have you thought about where, like, which state you want to be in? I think everybody assumes you want to be closer to New York.
Well, we have a great home in New York, and we've spent time in California over the years. My son lives in New York. I've spent time in California. We have a home in Costa Rica we've gone to for 12 years. We have a home in Montana we've gone to. So I think we've just been blessed to have our kids experience the world. My wife's from Brazil. You know, we do a lot of travel. So, you know, we built our home in California and we sold it. And we built this one here in Boston. And, we're just fortunate to have options. And we'll decide when the time comes. And, again, I don't want to put any pressure on myself to have to decide and to determine things without, you know, having the feelings and emotions of what that moment is like when we need to. So, again, I'm just fortunate to experience different parts of the world, and, you know, we'll see when that time comes, we'll make decisions then.
I have one further question on the contract thing, Tom, because everybody has said for 2 weeks that I'm only going to deliver softballs to you. So I have to.
Oh, are these hard hitting?
Yeah, I have a hard hitting one here. So can you just give us kind of your philosophy when it comes to the franchise tag and why that was an important part of this for you?
I think those are some personal feelings, and there's a lot of personal conversations that I've had that really, you know, aren't for other people's knowledge, you know. And again, I think what this is about is just this season and dealing with this year and beyond this year, whether it's signing 5 more years or signing a franchise tag or not playing, or none of those things needed to be decided this year. So I think what it was is just focused on this season and being in the right mental, emotional frame of mind to, you know, go out there and perform at my highest level. And like I said, I've got such a great relationship with the team, and I have 20 years of success with, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and with Coach Belichick, with the whole organization, all the coaches. I mean, they know how I feel about them. And we've just done some great things, and we're going to try to go do it again this year. And there's just it takes a lot to get from now to March, and I don't want to overlook the big challenge that we're facing. And I don't want my mind convoluted with, you know, thoughts that are premature or ones that I'm worrying about beyond what the current situation is, which is us trying to go achieve what, you know, we all hope we can achieve. And that's where my focus is, and that's what I'm excited about. So, let's go, baby. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go play.
So would you be in the mindset then that if they came to you in the middle of the season and said, let's get something done from an extension point of view that gives you security and, you're going to end up finishing your career here, would that be something that you would say, let's talk about it now? Or you would say, we're in the middle of the season, let's kind of wait till we get to where we're going?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's just, again, there's so many different scenarios and hypotheticals, and you can talk for, you know, this is why it's great to be in your job. When I'm done, I'm going to can I come work for you for a week?
Yes.
Just talk about all these different scenarios and situations, because that would be, I'm sure you can get into a lot of, be very fun to talk about lots of hypotheticals, but I can't. In my job, I can't talk about hypotheticals. I have to just talk about, you know, the present moment, and that's what we're doing. So, again, that's where I'm my head at.
All right, this is not a hard ball. This is a softball question. Did you ever end up throwing a football at anybody's face thanks to social media? That's what I want to know.
No, I've been pretty good about that.
Were you surprised when you saw that trending, how many people wanted you to throw a football at their face?
I know. I think that was pretty good. There's so much. I think that's been such a fun aspect for me, social media engagement. And, you know, I've had kind of a couple good years at exploring, you know, what the fans like and what they want, and to show really different aspects of myself, you know, as, you know, instead of just always Tom Brady, the football player, other aspects of my life. And I love sharing those things. It's a great tool to have, you know, to relate to a lot of, you know, and people. I don't try to abuse it. I try to make sure what I present, I'm really proud of, because I realize it lives on forever. And, yeah, man, it provides me a lot of laughs too.
Are you planning on another Tom versus Time this year?
There's nothing really in the works. You know, I think I would say no, that would be the kind of the, off the top of my head. Nothing like that. So, but there's other little, you know, things that I'm interested in doing that maybe will happen down the road. Things that are more reflective and, you know, a couple cool little projects in the work that I focus on mostly in the off season.
Are you okay with wearing the new helmet this season?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, they kind of spoke to me last year about it, and I've been experimenting with a couple different ones, and I don't really love the one that I'm in, but, you know, I don't really have much of a choice, so I'm just trying to do the best I can to work with it. You kind of get used to the same helmet for a long period of time, and I did that, and my last helmet, you know, I wore in the last 4 Super Bowls. You know, so it was a pretty great helmet for me, and I hated to put it on the shelf, but, you know, that was kind of what they said to do, so kind of what I'm dealing with, and I'm working with something else.
Should we let Nick ask a question? Tom, we have Fitzy here, Nick, and he's, he worships the altar that you sit on every day.
Let's do it. Nick, what's up, baby?
Nick,
how we doing?
Nick,
all right, Tom Brady just said, Nick, what's up, baby? Let me check that off my bucket list. Awesome.
Hey, what else you got on there? Let's knock some of these off while you got me.
Yeah. All right, Tom. So this is awesome.
He's going to die. He's literally going to die
literally
on the
you're
air.
Going to, the man has to get to practice.
Yeah, we got
to
go. He's got a football season.
Your hands don't shake when you ask questions to other grown men? Come on.
He has to park in his special spot. Do you still, Tom, do you still have the special spot down there?
Special spot? No, I don't. I haven't had one for a long time.
You what? Say it again.
I haven't had one for a long time.
All right.
No special spots for me.
No special parking spot. All right, go ahead, Nick. What?
All right. So, Tom, obviously Josh is the quarterback's coach of the team, but
yes.
I was curious as to when you're bringing along a rookie like you have Stidham on the team now, what your role, what your process may be in helping. Not necessarily groom him, but get him ready for the NFL game, you know, and how influential and what did Drew do for you back in 2000, and how can you relay that now to a guy like Stidham on the team?
Yeah, Drew was great for me. You know, Drew was a great example for me, and I think it's more of, you know, we're together basically all day. So, you know, we're all in the same meetings. We sit next to each other. We go through the same tape, we go through the same coaching points. And, you know, over the years, whether, you know, like Jared this year or before that was, you know, Jimmy and Jacoby, Ryan Mallett, Matt Castle, Brian Hoyer, obviously. I've had so many, and then before that, I kind of had a couple older guys that I work with, Vinny Testaverde, Doug Flutie. I'm sure I'm missing some guys in between there, but look, we have like a great quarterback room relationship, and we share, you know, it's just constant sharing back and forth about, you know, football plays, scheme, you know, things that we need to talk to the receivers about, things we need to talk to the running backs about, things we not need to talk to Josh about. And I would say it's just a great quarterback room conversation. And the fact that a younger player gets to be in that room, you know, they can learn a lot. And they learn kind of the process, the thinking, and they hopefully they can apply it. I mean, if I had someone that I could had 20 years of experience on me, I would take everything in. And I think a lot of these young guys do, whether they play quarterback or other positions. I mean, I'm always trying to, you know, help the guys in any way that I can, because being a good leader means you help the other guys around you be the best they can be too. And that's, you know, that's really the relationship, and that's what we're trying to do. So you want everyone to succeed. You want everyone to do well. You certainly want the team as a whole to do as well as it possibly can. And when it does, it's really a magical feeling. So we have a great room this year. I love, you know, watching those guys perform the other night, and hopefully we can keep it going. It'll be a tough test this week in Tennessee, because we've got a lot of they got a very talented roster, very talented coaches. So it's going to be a very telling week for us.
Now the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, Tom. So I fall down a lot of these, you know, Twitter and Reddit holes a lot of times with debates. And welcome to Twitter. I hope you're not regretting that decision thus far.
positivity, man. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it really?
Positive. Twitter is very positive. If I need to be uplifted, I go right to Twitter, yeah. Tom. That's what I do.
Right, I'm like, God, this is just, anyway, close the app, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's the social.
Quarterback question of the week.
Yeah. Okay, so coming from the super fan perspective, I'd like to know, what do you think is your greatest throw ever? I get caught in debates with people all the time online. What's the greatest Tom Brady throw of all? Well, there's so many to pick from, Greg.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I know what I think is your greatest throw ever, but I'd love to hear from you. What do you think is the best throw you've ever made as a Patriots quarterback?
Man. Oh, God. Oh. Give me yours, and I'll see if that's in the top 10.
Okay. 2003, overtime in Miami, the 78-yarder to Troy Brown.
That was a great throw. That's definitely in the top 10.
How about Kenbrell Tompkins, 2013?
You know, that was more of, in my view, a poor defensive play. That wasn't like a spectacular throw. But it was a great throw. Go ahead. This. This is fun.
AFC Championship. We didn't like the result, but how about 4th and 12 to Gronk down the seam with the two safeties draped on him?
Yeah, that was a great throw.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was great.
Most people, believe it or not, most people say that your best throw was in the divisional game to LaFell to give you guys the lead against the Ravens, ultimately sealing the win.
No, I don't think so. That wasn't up there. There was a lot of ones to Moss. There was some to Stallworth, some ones to David Patton. We always got to kind of pick the long ones.
Yeah.
There was a cool one I threw to Brandon Tate against the Minnesota Vikings. I fell down, or what happened? I scrambled, and then I just turned around and I threw it to Brandon Tate. It was at home with Brett Favre as the quarterback, and he caught it and ran for a long touchdown. That was a pretty cool play. I threw one from my butt one time against the Bengals to Patrick Pass, like a 7-yard gain. So that was pretty good, too. No left-handed passes or no-look passes yet, but I'm working on those. So those might be in the repertoire this year. We got to try to add something to the top 10. This could be cool.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in, and we're going to talk to you again next week. And I can inform the rest of the media that you are not disgruntled. That is correct, right?
No, I'm a pretty happy guy. I'm pretty positive guy. You know that. I look at the glass as a half full basically every day. So I'm in a good place.
Any chance of getting a discount, like a discount on the house? I mean, I know it's like $39 million. I mean, would you be willing to finance, like owner finance a sale on this?
For you, let's talk about this offline and maybe we can work something out. But only for you.
All right, only for me. By the way, the governor was very excited that you threw him a touchdown pass in the game,
Best Buddies.
The Best Buddies game in June.
That was pretty great. I love when he comes out, and you know, he supported Best Buddies for a long time. So it's a great organization, and you know, I love seeing everyone come out and get their little football skills, and I try not to throw the passes too hard because it can hurt pretty bad if you get one. So try to be somewhat gentle.
All right, Tom. Well, we'll talk to you again talk to you again next week, and thanks a lot.
Okay, take care. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, Tom Brady. No question from Fake Take Laird, by the way.
I had my hand up the entire time.
No,
you're right. See
cowering. You. Curtis, please.
Unbelievable.
Was he cowering in the corner?
Next segment, he's going to say that Tom Brady is going to be quitting and retiring, and he had a chance to ask him. Nothing.
We'll analyze ad nauseum what Tom Brady said coming up on the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.